A new way to detect COVID. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The method just approved by federal regulators.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued an emergency use authorization for a test that can detect the presence of COVID by sampling someone's breath. Officials say the equipment needed to conduct the test is about the size of a piece of carry-on luggage, making it easy to use in mobile testing sites as well as in hospitals and doctor's offices. Makers of the test say it only takes about 3 minutes to process results. The company says clinical trials showed the testing system had a negative predictive value of 99.6%, meaning those getting a negative test are almost certain to be virus-free. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
California will delay its COVID vaccine mandate for school children until at least the summer of 2023. The state's Health and Human Services Secretary said school districts would need more time to implement the mandate once federal approval happens. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says as COVID cases subside, the key is protecting and saving lives.
We are learning how to manage this, I think, much more effectively. We've got a large number proportion of people who are vaccinated and boosted. We need to do more on that, by the way.
This is Pfizer says it has new data that shows healthy kids age 5 to 11 could benefit from a COVID booster dose. The suspect in Tuesday's shooting in a New York City subway that wounded 10 people made its first court appearance today.
Frank James was denied bail and he will be detained for the duration of his trial. He appeared in court without handcuffs or shackles. His defense attorney asked the judge that he undergo a medical psychiatric evaluation. And afterwards, the same defense attorney, that attorney confirmed that James was caught by police only after he called them and told them that he was at a McDonald's on the Lower East Side.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Brooklyn. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Southern California store owner accused of wounding a 9-year-old girl when he tried to stop shoplifters won't contest his extradition to face charges.
Authorities say Markel Cockrell was chasing shoplifters away from his store Tuesday when he fired shots but struck a 9-year-old girl instead of the perpetrators. The victim's grandmother says she was waiting with relatives to have her picture taken with the Easter Bunny at the Mall of Victor Valley when she was hit by 3 bullets, including one that fractured her arm bone. Cockrell fled before police arrived but was captured hours later in Nevada by Highway Patrol troopers and jailed in Las Vegas. The 20-year-old telling a judge he understands he will be extradited to California within 30 days to face at least one charge of attempted murder. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Officials in Camden County, Georgia, say they're moving ahead with plans to build a launch pad for commercial rockets, barely a month after residents voted to halt the project. Commissioners said in a statement that they have approved purchasing 4,000 acres for the proposed spaceport Camden. Critics argue the project has serious safety and environmental issues. Tiger Woods is set to make another appearance just before another major championship.
Just days since Tiger Woods said he would play the 150th British Open this July, but would not yet commit to the PGA Championship next month. The 15-time major champion has pledged to play the J.P. McManus Pro-Am in Limerick, Ireland, which begins 10 days before the Open Championship in St. Andrews, Scotland. This will be Woods' fourth appearance in this Pro-Am event that will also include Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, and Bryson DeChambeau. Tiger finished the Masters this past Sunday in 47th place, 47 among 52 golfers who made the weekend cut. After he had shot a 71 in round one and 74 in round two, he was 6 over in each of the final 2 rounds. Jared Max, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower as investors gave mixed reviews to earnings from four of the nation's largest banks. The Dow lost 113, the Nasdaq off 292, the S&P minus 54. I'm Lee Silvestre. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.